just finished reading Sefer Bereishis, and we're going to start this coming Shabbos to start Shmos. So I would like to be Matzia, a perspective, one of many, but a perspective on how to look at Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That we can look at Sefer Bereishis as one standalone Sefer, and Shmos through Dvarim is one unit, that the two Chalokim of the Torah. One is the Sefer Ha'avos, the Sefer Brias Ha'olam, and the Sefer Ha'avos. And the second is the Sefer Mor of Klal Yisrael, which is really defined by the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. Beginning of Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu will be born. At the end of Zayis HaBrachas, Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter. And the whole of Moshe Rabbeinu's life is in these four Svarim. For instance, everyone knows that the only Parshas Kisiso, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is omitted. Of course, that's only in Shmos through Zayis HaBracha, because his name, of course, is not explicit anywhere in the Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer Ha'avos. Shmos through Dvarim is the Sefer of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just in one observation that's reflective of this is both Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, before their death, gave a bracha to the Shvatim, and there's very much similarities between the brachas of Yaakov to the brachas of Moshe. We both end these two different chalakim of the Torah. But the main thing I wanted to speak about, springboarding from that, is that Klal Yisrael is built. The foundations of Klal Yisrael are the two amudim, are the Oveis HaOlam, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Sefer Bereishis, and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sefer Shmos through Dvarim. And the Klal Yisrael is a Teitzah of both of these amudim. And what I wanted to describe is just an appreciation and understanding of how each plays the role in the formation of Klal Yisrael. We stand three times a day in Shemini Esrei. We say in front of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. And many tefillos, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu. We are standing as the children of the Avos. We are not standing there as the children of Moshe Rabbeinu. We are the children of the Avos. Oftentimes in our tefillos, we invoke the schus of the Avos. Schor bris. And we're talking about the schus of the Avos because we are the children, the einiklach of the Avos. And that's who we are, where we come from. We are not einiklach of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we don't invoke even the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Contrast, Moshe is Rabbeinu. He is the one who's taught us the Torah. He is the one who's communicated with us all of the Ratzon of the Bairei and how we should live our lives. So on the one hand, our Metzius is, as Bnei Yisrael, we are the children of the Avos. Our Hanhaga, the totality of our lives, are dominated by how Moshe Rabbeinu, as a shliach from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, taught us how to lead our lives. All the learning of Torah that we do, all the kiyum mitzvahs that we do, is exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu taught us to do. So on the one hand, we are the metzius, as Klal Yisrael, because we are in a klach of the Avos, and the whole hanhoga and heilach yelach of our lives is totally determined by what Moshe Rabbeinu communicated to us is the Ratzon of the Bayrei. This dichotomy, these two tzadim, are reflected in a number of places. One is the Gemara Psachim on Nun Hei Amud Aleph, that is from last week's Parsha, when Yaakov Avinu gathered the Shvatim, and he had a rotzain to be Megala the Ketz Hayomim, and was in Stalka Mimenu the Shechina, and he thought, Chas Shalom, just like maybe Mitosi is not Shlema, just like from the Zayd Avram there was a Yishmael, and from my Tata Yitzchak there was an Esav, Ulai by me it's Saken not Mitosi Shlema. To which Klal Yisrael, the Shiftei Ka, the Yud Be Shvatim, answered back, Shema Yisrael, listen, Tata. Yisrael is their father. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the same Achdus that the Bari has in your life, we are unified with that Achdus. And Yaakov Avinu responded, Baruch Shem Kevayid Malchusay Lo'olam Vaed. Perhaps like Yesh Mei Rabbah, that was the Shevach that Yaakov Avinu gave. The Gemara says, therefore Chazal had a difficulty. Then when we say Shema, should we say Baruch Shem? To say Baruch Shem, well, we can't do. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu and Sefer Dvarim said Shema Yisrael, went straight to Vahavta without Baruch Shem. To not say Baruch Shem, well, we really should, because Yaakov Avinu did say Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchusay. And this is why we say it B'chashoy. So it reflects this dichotomy, that our Metzius from the Avos, and therefore we can't ignore what Yaakov Avinu did. But actually what we should do is based on what Moshe Rabbeinu taught. And this is how the Anshei Knesset Gedolah set up that we say Shema, which is why we say Baruch Shem. There are any number of other tzustels, I believe, last week's Haftarah as well, that Dovah HaMelech was 7 years in Chevron and 33 years in Yerushalayim, that Chevron is the Ovos, Yerushalayim is the Hashras HaShechina, where the Rabbanu Shlom comes down and directly relates to us. Even the Shechita of the Karban Tamid was based on Bar Koi, Heir Pnei HaMizruch, Hacha B'Chevron. So this dichotomy of Klal Yisrael really having Shaychus to both, that our Metzius is from the Ovos, and on the other hand, we live our lives totally dominated by the way Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the Rabbanu Shlalom once. The Rambam in Perush Mishnayos in Chulin at the end of the seventh parak of Gid Anosha, the Rambam talks about this dichotomy and makes clear that the way we live our lives is totally based on Moshe Rabbeinu. That Eiver Menachayas Osir is not because the Rabbanu Shlalom told Noach and the Isra that Yaakov had of giving Anosha, that's not ours. We're also to either get Anosha because the Rabbanu Shlom told Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. And most strikingly is Bris. Why do we do Bris? We do Bris because Moshe Rabbeinu told us that we should mal on Yom HaShemini. But what are we doing in that Mila? We are doing a Mila of being machnes our child, lachnisoi bivrisoi shal Avraham Avinu. So on the one hand, what the bris is to be machnis, our child, into the bris of Avram, that he becomes part of Klal Yisrael, but the siba of why we do that mitzvah is because the Rabbanu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu told us. So we lead our lives based on the tzivuyim of Moshe Rabbeinu, our metzius of who we are is from the Avos. I think that what I'm suggesting here is relatively dvarim pshutim. But I would like to be myself one final thought related to this. That while it is true that everything we do, all the Torah we learn and all the mitzvahs we do is called kuloi based on Moshe Rabbeinu. But the mitzvahs of the Avos does still play a role in our lives. And I would reflect it in the following machshava. Everybody knows that the oil of the Imahis replicated the Mishkan. That when Rivka took over the oil of Sarah, that the Ner Dolok, the Lechem Cham, and the Onon, which is Daime to the Mishkan, and that Yitzchak saw that what was by Sarah was true by Rivka, he knew that Eliezer had found the right Zivug. And the Ramban, I think, tells us that's a mistake, that the oil of the Emois did not replicate the Mishkan, but it was exactly the opposite. The Mishkan replicates the oil of the Avos. The Ramban is Akdama to Shmois. Kedai to see now, we're starting Sefer Shmois. The Ramban is discussing why Sefer Shmois ends with Akamas HaMishkan. So he says, Sefer Breishis, Sefer HaAvos. And that Sefer Shmois is when Klal Yisrael was Shavu al Milas Avosim, when we got back to the Mila of the Avos, so that ultimately the Avos had the Shechina in their Ohel. Once we have the Mishkan, we're somewhat coming back to the Milo of the Avos. So it's not that the Imais replicated the Mishkan, it's rather the Mishkan is replicating the Imais. And this the Ramban says,
also Mishkan, v'shava Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'hishra Shchinasei b'neihem, oz shavu el Milo Savaisom.
They returned to the Milo of the Avos.
Shoyosoid Eloika Alei Aleihem.
That the Ribbono Shel Olam was on the oil of the Avos. A powerful, powerful idea. That Klal Yisrael, when it had the Mishkan, you have Machne Leviyah around, and then Yisrael is only around that. Sai, later in Mishkan Shiloi, we have later the Beis HaMikdash, the Kayanim and Leviyim, do a Shmir of the Mikdash. It's in the center of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not where we live. The Avos had the Shekhinah in their living room. The Kodesh is the main place of living. The Kodesh Kodashim is more for Beseso. The Kodesh is the house. And the Avos, the Imais, had the Shekhinah in their houses. And that is what the Ramban says. Avos hein hein amarkava. They were the chariot. They are the container of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. So they lived a life that was so dovuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam that the Ribbono Shel Olam lives in their oil. We are not holding by that madrega. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a shechina that we should be shovel milas avosom is in the center of Klal Yisrael. We should have the shechina, have the Levian protecting, have Klal Yisrael being a regal at times and only with Kedusha, Vatira, but it's not shayach that we should live with the shechina in the same way that the Avos lived with the shechina. The Avos lived a life of complete dveikus to the shechina. This is reflected in quite a number of Chazal. We had, let's say, in Parshas Chayei Sara, Yafo Sichosin Shalav the Avos, Yosem Mitarosin Shalbonim. That Eliezer has a long parsha where the story is repeated and many, many psukim, and many Yisaitis of Torah are nirmaz in a few words. The Yotzev Ahoysas, Avayev Gittin Likadushin, Acher Rabim Lahatois, tells us the Din of Raiv, the Chazaka. There's so many halachas that are mamish in Getzelta Verta in just a few words, and yet the parsha of Chayei Sara, Avdei Avos, Yafos Ichosin Shel Avdei Avos, because the madrega that the Avos lived was Mitarosin Shel Bonim. There's something so heich and so special, so intimate in the connection that the Ribbono Shel Olam had with the Avos, that he was, the Shekhinah was there, and there's a madrega like that. The Tana D'Vayel Yoh says, "B'chol yoyim, a person should say, Mosa yegia ma'isei l'ma'isei avoisei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. When will my actions come to the madrega of the Avos? That I can do, I can live like the Avos." We can't. We live like Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. And we should do the mitzvahs exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. And we listen to all the mitzvahs and we learn the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. But we know that we had Avos that had this intimate connection with the Borei Olam, and we aspire to that kind of connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I would suggest that we say this in davening every morning, that we daven Avinu Av HaRachamon, HaMirachim, Rachim Oleinu, Hav Rachmanus on us, V'sein B'libeinu L'hovenu L'haskil, give us B'libeinu at the center of our lives, L'hovin, to understand your Torah, U'lahaskil, and to carry out all the mitzvahs. L'shmael l'lmaydu l'lamed is to learn. L'shmav l'asher l'kayim is to carry the mitzvahs. One's the hovin and the other is l'haskil. So we're asking that the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the kesher and the centrality of Torah, of our learning, and that during a mitzvahs. The sentence right before that is, Avinu Malkeinu. Bavur Avoseinu Shabbatchu Vacha Vatlamdem Chuke Chayim. Avinu Malkeinu, with the schus of the Avos, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, that were Beteach in you, Vatlamdem Chuke Chayim. You taught them how to live. Dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam is Chayim. Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim Kolchem Ayoim. Vatlamdem Chuke Chayim. You taught them how to learn, how to live. Kein Techonenu Slamdenu, you should teach us to live that way as well. So we are mishtoikek to that kesher that the Avos. We live with the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we aspire to the metzius of our coming from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Shabbos.